News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Are you a low control parent? Are you a helicopter parent? Are you sending a teenager off on their hollybobs for their first time this year and not sleeping as a result? Richard Hogan, of this particular parish, but also someone who's tried to help parents through this problem before, is with us. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm fine. I wouldn't consider myself a helicopter parent, but the young fella's gone off on his first holiday and I am sitting there going, he hasn't texted now in about 2 hours. What are you doing?
Yeah, well, I think what you're going to have to do is surrender, is the word, relinquish control here, because the more you try to exert control, the less control you have. And so, yeah, I think we're living in the age where we have far too much information around our children. Adolescence is about adventure. It's about making mistakes. Of course, we want to limit the amount of mistakes, but we have to teach them as their kids coming through to be able to manage themselves so that they make the right decisions when we're not around. I think that's the ultimate goal. And so we have to feel like we've instructed them enough to make those right decisions. As the father of three daughters, I have to say that old leaving cert holiday is something I'm not particularly too delighted about, but you're going to have to let them go off there and experience it, because we all kind of did it. It's the rite of passage.
It is. And the funny thing is, Take That are in Dublin on Saturday night. My wife, as a devoted Take That fan, is heading off with the same people she went to the concert with when she was 15. Three of them went off to Dublin on the train, stayed overnight in a bed and breakfast, had a great time and came home. There are parents of 15-year-olds who wouldn't let them cross the street to buy a bar of chocolate now. Never mind go to Dublin for a Take That concert.
Well, you're absolutely right. When I think of my own childhood, I used to go up and watch Ireland playing rugby when I was 14. I'd get the train up to Dublin from Cork, because I'm a Cork man, and I'd get the train up with my friends and we'd go out to the stadium there and watch Simon Gagan playing rugby and come home again ourselves, get the train back again. All of that stuff is so important in development. We have, over the last number of years, I think, stifled our children's development by removing all sorts of obstacles from them and not letting them walk to the shop and not letting them go out because we believe that something, you know, bad might happen to them. But what's actually happening there is we're actually taking away their ability to manage the world. And so when they do go out, they might make mistakes. And the analogy I always use, Jonathan, is like, how do we instruct our kids to cross the road? We'd never say to them, don't worry about the cars, I'll always be here, because we won't always be there. And so we have to go through the process with them so that they have the skill sets to manage it when they meet it. And that's a metaphor for life adversity. They have to go off there, they have to experience it, they have to get broken up with, they have to have negative experiences, they have to suffer in some ways, and they'll have to learn how to manage all of that, because as they go into the real world, that's it.
But they were bet out the door in the 80s and 90s to get jobs. You didn't care what job it was, but you were told, get a job. Now, little Tommy and little Mary, sure, God love them, they only have the 3 months off. Why would you ruin it by making them work?
Well, I'm always talking about this. And of course, there's, we become so legally responsible about children and all the rest of it. And there's laws in place that they can't go working. But I'm not talking about chimney sweeping here, like some Dickensian thing.
Bring back the chimney sweep, says Richard Hogan. There's your headline.
But like, when I think of my own childhood and my own development, I was working the horses when I was 13, 14 for the Cork Examiner, getting the results of all the races there and giving that to the Irish Examiner, the Cork Examiner there, and getting those results in the paper at 14. I was charged with that. What an incredible responsibility. But also, I had my first kiss there, Jonathan, bumped into some girl there with smooth indifference, and off I went into Porkycueve. And so, these are important
the
moments.
Racing results were slightly skewed that evening by the sound of it.
They all won. Every horse won that race. But you know what I'm saying is that, like, all those moments are so important. They're golden moments when you look back. And also when you look back in your life, you don't look back in the moments you were a great child or when you really obeyed your parents. You look back in the moments where you stepped outside a little bit. And that's really important, you know, that we don't expect our children to be perfect or to obey every rule, because how boring would adolescence be if that was the case?
So anyway, the advice here is just take a step back, let them make their mistakes. And be there to support them when they do. And I think that's solid and fair. Speaking of supporting people, Richard, as someone who has co-presented with Ciara Kelly a lot over the years, are you all right now? Having to present with her, it's a challenge, isn't it?
It's very challenging, Jonathan, and I can talk to you about that later on. It's very challenging. No, to be honest, it's a great experience. She's fabulous. I love Kira. She's the most intelligent woman I've met in a long time.
Look, and she's not listening right now, probably, which is the challenge.
I didn't actually mean that, Jonathan. I thought she was listening, so strike all of that.
Our family therapist, Richard Hogan, I can be your therapist for co-presenting with Ciara Kelly at a later point. Richard, thanks very much for joining us. Are you that type of parent? Are you trying to be the one who lets them out and do things and not be involved in every part of their life? Or have you made mistakes? And if you have, let us know what they are. 087-1400-106 for your WhatsApps.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.